This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One briefcase, one moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, One Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Down to 10 seconds. Blackman driving on Drexler, fakes, puts it up. It goes! Boy, I tell you, Blackman is getting the rolls tonight.
In your face, Clyde Drexler. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Right now, in studio, we bring to you Dallas Mavericks legend. It is Rolando Blackman. Good morning, sir.
How are you guys doing this morning? My goodness, it's supposed to rain on me a little bit, too. I brought a big old umbrella, and I haven't even used it yet.
See, you seem like somebody that attitude-wise or weather-wise is essentially rain-resistant.
No, all the time, because I really don't care about all of that kind of stuff, too. I think I get up in the mornings and I just bring my own attitude and my own flow to wherever I'm going, and I think that's a lot of fun for me, too. It's always kept me on a high spirit.
Sure.
See, the first time that I met Rolando was, I believe it was the day after the 11 championship. I went to Cheesecake Factory, and you were standing there, and I was like, holy crap. I told my wife, I was like, she's pregnant with our first or second kid. And I'm like, that's Rolando Blackman over there. I have to go say hi. I got to get him on the show, because we just started the show, too. And I walk over, and I was like, man, as I walked away, I was like, he just must be so happy because they won the championship right now. That's where that energy's from. Then we had him on the first time, and I was like, no, that's just who he is. Just how he is all
every
the time.
Day, every day, every morning, you try to control your own attitude, and you seek the future each and every day for the things you're trying to get accomplished and in helping or for yourself. And the important factor is to being able to bring the energy and just enjoy the process. That's the main factor. Enjoy the process.
Do you wake up in the morning and do like you talk to yourself in the mirror? Or is this just something that you've built in automatically?
No, I just
do it differently.
Yeah, I don't talk to myself. I just feel like each and every day I get a chance to do some positive things each and every day, no matter if it's a problem or not. But just to also be in attack mode. And that's
right.
The important factor with the whole thing, to get it done either way, but to go through it with the proper attitude. That way you come out on the other side with it done, or you're still willing to fight as the time goes on.
How much do you like hearing these stories when people will recount the first time they met you? And it feels like, I'm guessing across the board, it's positive. I have a positive story to share as well. How do you feel when people tell you that story? You're like, all right, good. I've been doing this for a while.
No, I feel great, because it's just I like meeting people.
Sure.
I like meeting people. I like talking to people. I like having the opportunity to find out their background, what they're talking about, what they feel. And I've been around here for such a long period of time that it's not only from the beginning, but also from what's happening today. It's a great deal to meet people and to really get a chance to understand them and say, hey, what's happening?
You know, my first time meeting Rolando Blackman, I guess I could just say your first name. Sorry about that.
I did this with Billy Corgan from the Smashing Pumpkins.
But it felt like a Mad Libs, because it was at the Final Four when I was at AT&T in 2014. I got a phone call from RJ on our morning show, and he goes, hey, do you want to come up to our suite with Nancy Lieberman and Rolando Blackman? And I was like, what a weird Mad Libs of things that you just said. But obviously my answer was yes, and you were super gracious with your time then, even in the midst of the games and everything. And I That's why we're fanboying out just a little bit.
That's happening right now.
Appreciate it.
Now, and you've already helped us out this morning because we went through a tough decision. We have the Rolando Blackman bobblehead, which will be available this Monday for the first 5,000 fans in attendance for the Mavs game against the Nets. He has autographed it for us, and that will be available for our next Peace-a-thon auction. So yes, we're already we're already gathering stuff up. How surreal is it to have a bobblehead, and how do you think they did with the likeness? That's always the question, right? Did they get the likeness about right?
You know something, I think what's important for me is that as I talk to my family, they're always telling me, "Who is that?" As they saw it come over the internet. But I like anything else. I've told them as the time goes on that it's a lot of fun because you see the number 22 on that little body, and you see the open opportunity to be a part of a super, super franchise. You know, this series is very, very important simply because it gets a chance for all our Mavs fans to being able to understand about our past, how it got started. You'll see Norm Sanju on the 28th where he'll be honored, and then after that, the great Mark McGuire.
Yes, sir.
You know, we'll have an opportunity to have the fans know and understand their history and the depth of it. I come up on Monday, and I'm so happy and so proud of all those types of things because I think our fans, even right now, need to know that they had some bad boys in the past and to being able to understand how it all got started and being able to do that with Norm and Mark, Mr. Carter and all the people that were there.
Brad Davis, you know, Sam Perkins,
yes,
Roy Tarpley. Yeah. I don't want to leave him out.
Well, people don't know that they were all stars in the past. And, and in the back, Mark made it three times. There was James Donaldson, who we haven't talked about. He was an all-star back in 1989. Also, too, Derek Harper's made so many doggone defensive teams. And then, of course, you just mentioned Roy Tarpley with the Sixth Man of the Year award and that kind of a thing. So we had a great team in order to take the Lakers to seven games. You had to have a great team in order to get close to that team and apply ourselves from the 1980s all the way through to being able to see where we are today. It's too much fun.
And back in 1988, it was kind of wild to see this new kid, Roy Tarpley, going head-to-head and, quite frankly, winning against James Worthy. That's a wild thing to consider in the context and the history of basketball.
And that's a good thing to being able to see that, and as you see his development and understanding of who he is, how he was, and that kind of a thing, too. You know, when you see a guy and he has that separate attitude, that special attitude, not scared of anybody, understanding what he can do in his talent, and having the nastiness required when you get on the court. You have to have a dual personality. I have a dual personality. I love the people and all that kind of stuff too. But when I get on the court, it's not about being nice and all that kind of stuff. It's about trying to infuse all that damn work that you did with those 440s, 220s, all the shooting and all the work that you put together. You got to go show somebody that, preferably with a foot up their rear end. But the
like we just heard with the Drexler cut. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's important, but those kind of things are there for all of us to grow. I had to grow. Derek Harper, Brad Davis, you know what I mean? You had Mark McGuire. All those kinds of things had to happen for this franchise to make it. And I'm very, very happy that our fans now, we get a chance to integrate and understand a little bit about the past so they can see how powerful that it was and how powerful it is all the way through the championship and what they're doing now with this youngster by the name of Cooper Flagg.
That was luck,
and I was glad to be a part of that luck. You know what I mean? That kind of a situation.
Yes.
So I'm happy about that.
Yeah, we all flipped out. I don't know if I got a chance to tell you this story at the time, and we just talked about this the other day. So I do some work with a group of kids, and we were having a pizza party the night of the draft lottery. Mm-hmm. And so our pizza party was supposed to end at 6:15. The draft lotteries go until 6:30. And so we're interacting and everything, but I'm like very split attention. I keep looking over at the TV, and then I'm like, oh my gosh, did they just skip the Mavericks spot? Oh, that means we're going to be in the top four. But you're still trying to interact with kids and everything. And so we wrap up the day, and even our advisor who runs the program, she goes, okay, you can take the boys home now. And I said, I'm really sorry. I need to stay and watch the rest of this.
Yes.
And I'm thinking in my brain, I'm like, hey, can we draft Trey Johnson? That's a local kid. Because I'm like, the basketball gods are never going to let us have number one pick. And so we keep watching and everything, and I almost bent my sunglasses with nerves. And the kids go, you almost broke your sunglasses. And I said, if we get the number one pick, you can break my sunglasses. And so it keeps going, us and the Spurs. And then I'm like, please don't do this to us. You can't have Wemby and Cooper Flagg. That's unfair. And we get the number one pick, and we all just start going nuts. And this is a public place, and people are looking at us. And we go outside, and the three kids I'm with, I'm about to drive them home. They go, what about your sunglasses? I tossed them on the ground. They stomped those things out like it owed them money because I said they could break them. But that was so amazing.
You know, something to be involved inside of the wish, the hope, the tremendous want of wanting this for your franchise, to being able to be there and to be something special. And then it starts to happen. It starts to happen slowly, but surely we get past that. We're not going to be number 13. We're going to be past that. And now we're going to be see if we can be the top seven. And Mark Tatum walks out and starts going down the team and the fifth.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
The 6th pick, 4th pick, 3rd pick, and the 2nd pick goes to the San Antonio Spurs. That's the 1st pick. Oh, my goodness. The feel that I have just to think about that now.
Were you nervous?
No. What I was just hopeful and just extreme happiness came across me that I hope to be able to close my eyes in days in the future and have that whole physical feel come over me as to when Mark said the Dallas Mavericks. And I could remember just feeling so fantastic for us, our franchise. We've been through a lot throughout the time, and it's just a great situation to be inside of that Vegas-y type luck where you're doing number 22 and the daggone thing comes up. And you just happen to have your last $100 there, and you walk away with $5,000.
Like, best game of roulette ever.
Okay. So it was great. I was happy for everyone, all of us, our fans, and having an opportunity to have a renewal and a movement forward, which was great.
You mentioned the history, like knowing and loving the history of the Dallas Mavericks. Now, we mentioned Norm Sanju, that giveaway, bobblehead, same thing. First 5,000 people, January 28th. The next night, January 29th, Mark Aguirre. I want to go back to Aguirre for just a minute because we get a chance to talk to him right after they announced that they would be retiring his jersey. And for a while, and I think a lot of longtime Maverick fans understand that there was kind of a schism there for a while. It seemed like it meant so, so very much to him to have that jersey retired. What does it mean to somebody like you who is running right alongside him to see him get the recognition that he definitely deserves?
Listen, though, he wouldn't have made it and had the opportunity to show greatness without having a great number one pick like Mark Aguirre, simply because he was ready to go as a first round, first player picked coming on out and having an opportunity. I played with Mark and made the Olympic basketball team together with Mark on the same team and got a chance to know him, got a chance to understand the great skill that he has and the understanding of how he could play on the court. And the impetus with all of that is to being able to give others the confidence to move forward. It's not just about you. It's about what you can do for others to being able to uplift and highlight them. And that's what he did for our team early on, to being able to now get out there and not only score, but have a guy like Rose say, hey, man, shoot that damn basketball. Come on. I'm like, yo, okay, Mark, shoot. I'm going to do exactly that. And everybody else that came on, not only Brad was a big deal in that kind of a thing. Derek comes on to being able to be a little bit better in what he could do in that kind of a way. So you have this growing piece of the puzzle, and you know, going through all the ups and downs that we did as far as trying to get this franchise on the map, and doing so for a nice eight-year period, which was tremendous to be a part of,
and having a game seven in the Forum to go to the NBA Finals.
Yes, and that was a tough one also too. I always remember that also too. I don't know why it always comes back to me while I'm brushing my teeth and looking at myself in the mirror, but I would like that memory to go away. that memory to go away. I can always override that before I walk out of the house to lead a positive day as far as that's concerned. But that was a tough time.
But y'all did it in a unique arena. Reunion Arena, and that one, April 12th, I see that one coming up. That place, we were just talking about it a couple days ago, yeah. I think, and how the ceiling was low, the sound
yes.
stayed in. You go into the new stadium for the Rangers, ceiling's very high, there's some pillows on the ceiling. That place was loud because fans made it that way, and the way that it was built, it was a special place for us as kids growing up being there.
Yeah, and I'd like for everybody to understand that. I mean, it's a crescendo of sound when you get in there. That's why we had plays with numbers, because we knew that a lot of times our opponents and all the rest of the things that were going on, that they were discombobulated and understanding what was happening with all the, because they couldn't communicate with each other right next to each other. That's why we had four down, four to the side, two. We had numbers to being able to parlay to each other. It was a wonderful advantage as far as that's
yes.
concerned. Yeah, that's Bill Whittington over there waving the towel on the sideline.
Yeah.
When you look over there, you're like, that Bill is like throwing the towel around.
Or Uwe Blob. Yeah, don't forget Uwe Blob. I learned about Uwe Blob. I had an old VHS of the first time the Mavericks ever beat the Celtics, and I remember that because the 2 points he scored was on a goaltending, and so like that rocketed him into my consciousness, because I'm like, what a weird way to get your only 2 points of the night.
It's a lot of growth for our team and the things that we've had to do, but it was open to people to understand what a great advantage that arena was, to being able to have that kind of a sound to kind of unnerve the opponent,
yeah.
and it really helped us in a great deal to being able to really win those basketball games.
Now, one of my best friends growing up, he was a jersey collector. The only Mavericks jersey, he wasn't a Mavericks fan, but he had one Mavericks jersey and it was yours. And wow. I would always be like, one day I asked him, I was like, hey, why do you have a Rolando Blackman jersey? He's like, that dude can ball. Like, the mentality, that's the attitude I like. When we drafted Cooper Flagg, he was like, I think I'm getting another Mavericks jersey. He was like, it's either that one. He also threw out a name, Ryan Nemhard. He was like, I like this
yes.
kid too. Can you tell me why these two are unique? Because we love them.
Well, first of all, they're talented and they're NBA caliber players. First of all, they can command the position and really can play against any other NBA player and still make a high level difference. Now, each and every one of them now, like Cooper, is starting to understand his powers, is starting to understand what he can do. You know, the beginning of the season, people know and have to understand that this is an incremental development thing. It is not each and every day you just blast out. By putting Cooper at the point guard position, which was a very difficult
yeah.
position for him at the beginning, because at the end of the day, he played the three and the two and the four, all those other positions, not the point guard, at the NBA level. But I tell you what, that first few months, of him getting out there, understanding what that's all about, going through the pressures of what it is to being able to get not only himself involved, but to see others' involvements and being able to understand the plays from a different level of what goes where, who buzzer goes off, who comes in, what plays work well with that player, with the players that are on the court. Who do I need to being able to do that? That's why a point guard stands next to the coach and they bandy back and forth. I think fans need to know that we're not in high school and we're not in college. You know what I mean? Pros talk back to the coach.
Mm-hmm.
And we're supposed to talk back, because we know just like he knows. So this is not a only you, what you say goes. That's not how it happens.
Yeah.
You got to get a chance to understand what I'm thinking so that we can bandy back and forth with the plays that we have so that we can get the win. And for him playing that point guard position, he had a big burden put on him. Boom. To being able to now decipher how do I do this? How do I score? When do I am I aggressive? How do I get people the ball? You know what I mean? Get Clay the basketball. Like for me, I'm always looking at Clay, and I'm like, get these guys, hit that guy for Clay, so Clay can get open and shoot the ball, and seeing when everybody materializes into that kind of a thing. But he is a fantastic player. He's growing, growing, growing. He'll know and understand to continue to be aggressive. Continue to be aggressive, aggressive, and then when they come, pass the ball. I'm being able to do that, but taking more shots. I think I did that in my own career also too. If I would have gone back, I would have added at least another 5 to 10 shots per game. But okay, that's in the past now. That's in the past now. Get over it, Ro. Put all that together. But I want him to be aggressive simply because he can. That's simply because he can play, and so can and Nembhard also too. You can see sometimes he's going back and forth, trying to make the pass to someone mm-hmm. when he's the yes. one that's open.
Yeah.
He's the one that's open. You got to initiate, a la Chris Paul, initiate that boom, boom, boom. Set the defense. The defense starts coming toward you a little bit more. Now the plays start to work because everybody's afraid of you also. But you have to know that to being able to get that implemented at a higher level for execution.
And that was like that part of it was a great crash course. Gained a lot of knowledge from that. And then you can do what Kevin has said. Kevin said this many times. Every once in a while, I just want Coach to tell him, go be effing Cooper Flagg. Mm-hmm. And just go do that.
And you've seen it. Yeah.
and he's opened up into that. It's awesome
just
to watch.
Just by him being in that mode, it puts him in a scoring position. But Cooper is so good that once the double comes, he makes the right pass. He makes the right pass
yes.
to the open person.
He's the correct play
to being
guy.
Able to get the correct shot, to being able to get the advantage, to being able to do that. So he's a tremendous player. The important factor for him is to get out there and to understand that he is the leader. When Kyrie comes back and all those people are in place, to still be that guy, still look at the basket and look like you got one guy in front of you, cook him.
Yeah.
Cook him. If you're going to leave him alone, cook him until you get some help, and then I can make the pass to you as far as that's concerned. And he's a great player already. So we'll see how that goes. I'm just having a lot of fun as well as our fans.
A bit.
To being able to get into this whole thing
yeah.
and watch the kid grow and enjoy what
it.
You're seeing. You have a great, great player here. Come on down and get a chance to check him out because I am. And I'm having a lot of fun watching him, and it's a lot of joy.
Oh, I freaking love it. Let's go play the Jazz right
yeah,
now,
let's
Corey.
Do let's do it. I'm in.
Now,
I'm in.
You mentioned the Reunion Arena giveaway. We'll go there and move towards the present. You got Derek Harper on April the 3rd, Brad Davis on March the 18th,
yep.
and then this month we've got Mark Aguirre on the January the 29th, Norm Sanju January the 28th, and as we said, your bobblehead giveaway this Monday against the Brooklyn Nets. You can go to DallasMavericks.com or NBA.com/Mavs for tickets. Remember, it's limited to the first 5,000 fans to get to the arena, as if you needed more of a reason to go see the team. I cannot imagine a better ambassador for this team than you. Thank you so much for being with us today.
It's a lot of fun for me all the time, too. I'm a Mav fan, and I still watch the games, enjoying the time, walking around town, going to my Trader Joe's, and going to get my food. Two carts, guys, worth of food and that kind of thing. And just put it together knowing that we're a part of the fabric of what this Mavs franchise is all about, and the important factor is to be together with our fans and what we're trying to do. This bobblehead series, it's a
really
tremendous
cool
time.
Way. Yeah.
And I think everybody will have a lot of fun being a part of it and seeing exactly what their history is all about, and we're all together in it, so it's a good thing.
Hey, if you're going to collect them all, you need to be there on Monday.
That's absolutely
get things
true.
Started. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Corey. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.